Here on Storm Lake Radio, Ryan Thompson, an opportunity now to talk Ridgeview Cross Country, joined by Raptors coach Katie Tesh. And let's backtrack, first of all, to earlier this week. On Tuesday, you ran at Lamar's, and let's begin with the girls amongst some bigger schools in that meet. The ladies placed fifth. Your thoughts on their performance?
Yeah, we always run against big schools there, and so it's just nice that our girls were still in the mix against big schools. They beat all of the 1A schools that were represented there, and so we're just proud of their performance. They have some big goals for the end of the season, so we're just going to keep working towards those.
Caitlin Weiss had a sixth-place finish in Lamar's, and Rachel Kenny, your one senior, was 11th, so good showing for those two, which I know you expect all season.
Exactly, yep. They've been working hard. They're a pretty dedicated group and great leaders for our team.
What about some of the other gals running for you this year?
So we have Jordan Grothy is a junior. She ran with us a couple years ago, and now she's coming back, and she's kind of rounding out our varsity team. And then we have two sophomores, Maria Mendoza and Paige Padovich. They were with us last year. They did a really nice job, and we're just seeing continued improvement this year. And then we have Hannah Blackmore, who's a junior, and she's doing two sports. She's doing volleyball and cross country. Mm. And so we don't get her all the time, but when she's with us, she does a nice job for us.
Remind me, what are the main obstacles of that Lamar's course?
On Tuesday it was weather. We didn't know if we were going to be able to get it in, but
there
was a little window, so we were able to get it in. A few little hills here and there, but lots of good competition.
Mm-hmm. And the season started at the Southeast Valley Invitational in Gowrie several days prior, and the girls had a second place finish there, and nice to get four in the top 10 to begin the year.
Yes, that was a great start to the year. It shows that our girls have put in some work this summer. They were a little shy of their goal last year. They really would like to take the team to state, and so coming into the season, they have that in mind and put in the work a little bit in the summer, so we're a little closer to reaching that goal.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. As you said, you had high hopes for last year, but with the still young and now experienced squad and the work they've put in over the summer, I'm sure the girls even expect that of themselves to hopefully wind up in Fort Dodge this year.
We really hope so. Tomorrow will be a really good test at the Holstein meet. We're running against 1A teams. Some really, really good competition. We'll see Logan Magnolia, who's ranked really high. And so we're just kind of anxious to see where we sit. And so we have a really good plan as to what we need to do to finish out the season.
Yeah, so that's coming up. And we got to give your guys a plug, too. I know you don't have enough to complete a team on the boys' side, but tell us who is running for you.
Yeah, we are short on guys this year, and that's a little disappointing. But we have some really good guys who are really pushing themselves, and we're just seeing some great improvement through them for the season. We have two juniors, Jaden Drugmiller and Alex Mobile, and we have a sophomore, Ben Todd. And like I said, our goal for them is just for them to continue to improve their times, see some great PRs. They do have a lot of middle school boys. Our middle school program runs with us. And so next year, I'm pretty excited about the boys' team next year. I think we'll be pretty good.
So the numbers will definitely be up in the near future.
Yep, All right. Yep. And so it's great to have these high school boys being leaders and already starting to work with some of those middle school guys.
Very good. So as you said, tomorrow you'll be back at it, one of the biggest cross-country meets in the state, the Tim Thomas Classic in Holstein. You mentioned a couple of the teams that will be there. So many schools, we can't list them all during this time.
Yep, it's a fun meet. We're really grateful for the golf course. We've had some rain, and there's a little bit of wetness out there still, but they're working with us, and it's just a fun morning. We're just happy to have it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the weather is pretty nice today on this Friday, and looking like great conditions tomorrow, so hopefully all will be good and no slippery spots in Holstein tomorrow for the Tim Thomas Classic. And what else are you looking forward to, especially down the line? I know after tomorrow you'll be in Storm Lake at Sunrise Point running on Tuesday, September 11th.
That's another fun meet. Again, it's a lot of big schools, but it's fun to watch our kids compete there. And it's also a really fast course. The kids like it because it's nice and flat.
Yep.
We have a couple hilly courses coming up. Denison, we usually go down there for some different competition, and they have some really brutal hills. So I think that's always a fun challenge. And then towards the end of the season, we'll have a conference meet. Pretty small conference, but we hope to show well.
Well, Katie, I know you're going to be working hard the rest of the way, and nothing but the best to you and the guys and gals going forward, and thanks a lot for the time.
Great. Thank you.
Ridgeview Cross Country Coach Katie Tesh on Storm Lake Radio.